is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a streetlamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs and voices never shared.
Hello, everybody, and I'd like to start this hour off by wishing everybody a happy new year. This is TLB Talk Radio, and the title of what we're going to be discussing, or the point of the discussion today, is the value of alternative media. So in keeping with what everybody else has been discussing, we're going to be talking about the need for the ability to speak freely, the need for platforms that allow us to do these things, and in my focus will be RBN. And RBN, via John Stadtmiller, who I happen to be a very good friend of, and a few other social media platforms and alternative media platforms that actually buoy us in a time when we all think we're sinking. But let's get through an intro here. And also, to the surprise of everybody, I'm joking. There will be no calls in today because I'm going to have four guests, yes, four different guests on the show. And each one of them will be letting you know what they think about alternative media and the ability to actually learn what you need to know. Okay, so again, hello, welcome to episode 48 of TLB Talk Radio. Title of the show today, The Value of Alternative Media. TLB Talk Radio was sponsored by our newest website, the TLB Project's newest website, which is tlbtalk.com, a social media that says if you need to say it, come here, you can say it. As usual, before we get started, I want to thank RBN. I want to tell everybody listening here that if you are a donator to RBN, and we'll get a little bit more into that as the show continues, but I want to make a suggestion to you here and now. If you are a frequent but not regular donator to RBN, one of the best things you can do to help this platform out is you can average what you do over the course of the year as per usual, or maybe you want to give a little bit more, but average it over the course of the year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in, take that number you got, stick it in there, and click the button that says make this a reoccurring payment. Why does Roger say that? It gives them a budget. Even if it's only $10 a month from you, if 100 people are doing that and they're all putting in $10 a month, they know they have a $1,000 budget. It helps them to build. It helps them to pay their bills reliably and to grow the station in order to give you bigger, better, faster. We all love RBN. That's why we're here. Want to help them out? Give them some security. Click the button that says make this a reoccurring donation. All right? RBN is also conducting an ongoing book drive that started on November 7th and is going to go through January 8th, so for another week. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with the opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the late John Stadtmiller, RBN's founder and owner. Visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the homepage newsfeed for details, or call them at 800-724-2719 extension 3. That's 800-724-2719 extension 3. You've only got a week left for that. I knew John. I trusted John. I got into John's head a few times. John didn't have any bad books, so this is a good deal for everybody, including the forum you're wishing to support. Again, I'm going to state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment. It's never entertainment. It's not baseless guesses. It's not remote possibilities. Most of what you're going to hear today is discussion and opinion. It is what do people like me and Dave, and thank you, Dave, for the intro on your show, which just ended. It's what people like us think about, okay? Why do we think we're here? What are the ramifications? And this is what we're going to focus on. Because my two missions today are to give you the value of RBN and to let you know why that is of such value. Okay? I'd like to start this all off again one more time by wishing everybody a happy, safe, and prosperous new year, even though I have a feeling this may be a challenging year ahead of us, but together we can shape our future. All right, here's a blatant statement, people. Today's reality is that from mainstream media to big tech media, the proverbial fourth estate is either a blatant fairy tale or our current big time media is blatantly treasonous to we the people. Then, of course, there's RBN and the Liberty Beacon Project. So all is not lost, but how many of you out there caught the reference to the fourth estate? This is what our founders truly believed would keep us a free nation. Having a fourth estate that would report any treasonous or seditious actions of our government via their mechanism to we the people, which would allow us to stay on our toes and control our governance. We all know at this point, this isn't what's happening. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. So when somebody goes against a nation, and we are the nation, we are a sovereign nation of sovereign individuals. This is the way it's supposed to be anyway, okay? So if you stop and take a look at all of this, we're in a situation today where something like RBN is critical. You're not going to get the truth, and we know this to be a fact, on CNN. You're not going to get the truth on NBC, MSNBC. You're not going to get the truth on CBS, on ABC. You're not going to get the truth on anything that is classified mainstream media. You're not going to get the truth. So it's up to platforms such as, guess what? RBN. And yes, TLB Talk. Now, why do I say TLB Talk? Let me explain something to you about John. John Stadtmiller, who was the owner and the founder of RBN, asked me about 2 years ago to be on his show one day, and I went on his show. And then as a result of that, he asked me to be a guest on that show every single week, the exact same day, the exact same time going forward. I did an entire year before John passed away being a guest on John's show every single week, same bat channel, same bat time. Okay? John wasn't still quite sure about me. So what did John do? John got in his car and drove for 10 hours straight to my house in the hills of Arkansas, knocked on the front door, walked in, shook my hand, looked me in the eyes, and after 2 days of conversation, when he left, I asked him, what did you get from this? And John said, I can trust you now. I looked into your eyes. I shook your hand. I know you better than I have. John was that type of a person. John was the type of a person, if you had value, if you could get a message delivered, if you could put out the truth and people would actually listen, you were of value to John. And John was the heart and soul of RBN. Now, don't let me downplay some of the hosts, if not a vast majority of the hosts, and I'm not going to pick and choose because I haven't had a chance to listen to all of them. But there's some damn good hosts on RBN. And what are they doing? Exactly what I'm saying right now. These are the people who are giving you the information you desperately need at this point in time to survive going forward. The last host, the one I just talked to, Dave, said to me, what about 2023? And I said to him, 2023 to me is going to be chock full of surprises because, and you all know I used to work for the military industrial complex, I have never seen so many Americans awake and getting angrier by the day. I have never seen it. And I have been running the Liberty Beacon Project since I founded it almost 14 years ago. We have websites all across the planet, the Liberty Beacon Project. We have a social media website. We have a health website. All of this is contained within the Liberty Beacon Project. But when we talk about things, we're not just talking about what's happening in America. We have a global view. Europe Reloaded is run by a woman who lives in Paris. UK Reloaded is run by a gentleman who lives outside of London. So when we talk about what we are seeing, don't feel pregnant, America. This is a global issue. And that's another whole show. Today, what we need to talk about, and today, my first guest is going to be a surprise to everybody. But what you're going to find out, and I'll tell you at the end, when all of the guests have come on, there's one thing they all have in common, every single one of them. And I will tell you what that is. Hopefully, I'll remember to tell you before the end of the show. But what we're going to discuss is media. What we're going to discuss is treasonous media. And the Twitter Files have done more to prove that lately than anybody can imagine. What we are going to discuss is the ability to get we the people, you and your neighbors and your children, the truth. I have to explain to you, the truth is more important today than it has ever been in the life of anybody listening to this show. So you need platforms that you can trust. You need platforms where you can go back. You need platforms where they're going to build on information, not change it every time they do a show. You need platforms that are going to tell you you're not going to hear this anywhere else, but you'll hear it here. And they need to mean it. And the good thing is, as much as I just told you, I see more awakening happening across the planet than I have ever seen. And I spent more time traveling the globe than most people alive have. I am seeing an awakening that is happening in real time like I have never seen it before. And they will depend on platforms like RBN, on platforms like TLV Talk, which John, the guy we were just talking about, was the media director for TLVTalk.com, the social media platform. John was our partner in that platform. So, again, we're about ready to bring in our first guest, but before we bring this gentleman in, let me tell you one more time, okay? If things are exactly the way we believe they are and there is no alternative source of media, then we are lost. It's that simple. You will never know the truth until it's too late to know the truth. Now, my first guest, and I don't know if he's called in yet or not, but my first guest is going to be Tom D. And Tom D is has been a friend for a while. And Tom D does some work with, actually, let Tom tell you what he does. Tom, how are you today? Tom? Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you something. Technical difficulties. Yeah, I can remember when that was the biggest part of my life. Technical difficulties. But Tom D is, Tom, hello.
Hello. Hey.
How are you?
I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Why?
Because I haven't heard from you since last year. What the heck?
Oh, here we go again. Obviously, you're all chuckling because I talked to him yesterday. That, of course, was last.
Yeah, sorry, year. We had a slight emergency. One of the baby goats got stuck in the fence, and I had to go out and get him unstuck. His butt's bigger than his head, so he went in head first. Anyway.
Let me tell you, hold on. First off, let me give him just a little bit, and then you fill in the blanks. This is a little bit about Tom, okay? Tom can tell you what he did for a living and where he's been. What Tom is doing right now is not only does he give advisory information to RBM, but at the same time, he's also the administrator of the TLB project, and he is also the administrative director of TLBtalk.com, our social media platform. Tom is one of those people who firmly believes we need a place to talk. So what did I get wrong, Tom?
Not a bit. Nothing. You got it right.
All right, here's your question. Here is your question, okay? What do you see around you today that is the biggest challenge to free speech? And how do you figure that platforms like TLB Talk and, the most important here, RBN, are at least a partial solution for this?
Well, anything that's like what we're doing is a solution, and it's the only solution because we've got to stand up and fight for these people to be able to express yourself. This crap of running around thinking, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I don't want to say this or that. You know what? They can jump in a lake. You know what? You don't like what I got to hear, what to say? Then close your ears because I'm saying it. And my wife scolds me all the time about that because I say things and I shouldn't, but you know what? I'm just as surprised at what comes out of my mouth as everybody else. But you know what? You were talking about the corruption and the conspiracy with the mainstream media.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody has heard of Brunson versus Adams. It's a new case that's sitting at the Supreme Court. This guy is filed pro se against 388 members of Congress, and he's also going after the mainstream media and everybody else that supposedly conspired about the election fraud. The Supreme Court not only accepted the case, but they begged the guy to get it in filed as quickly as possible, because I think that we're going to have a ruckus on January 6th this year. Because that's when it's bound for committee and for hearing, and I think it might even go to the full court on the 6th. This is, I posted it up on TLB Talk. I'm going to send it to Sam after we're done. Everybody should read this thing and listen to the audio file that's attached. The pro se plaintiff who gives a description of what the case is about, but. This is Pence, from Pence all the way down to House of Representatives. And if he wins, it's going to be billions of dollars in fines, and every one of the defendants will be barred from ever holding office in any capacity, from the federal government down to the local dog catcher. And
absolutely.
Boy, wouldn't that be great. So,
You mean they dump out the entire House of Congress just in a hiccup?
Yeah, but most of them. Yeah, 388 members of Congress. So,
I was joking when I said the entire.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite a bit.
What would that kind of relief grant us? And then they're going to go in and seize control of the mainstream medias, the ones that are pushing out CNN, MSNBC, Facebook, all of these, that they've all conspired to do this, whether they've done it knowingly or not, they're involved. And you know the kind of freedom we get out of that. And because of that, our sites, RBN and, you know, a few others, TLB Talk, the only places you're going to read about this. So, yeah, because you're sure is not going to see this on Facebook or on CNN, that's for sure.
No, and you're right. The Liberty Beacon and RBN are the two best places to go. If you want to hear it, if you want to read it, if you want to see it, if you want to, yeah, definitely. Look, you and I both know that, and because I started this show off with this by saying, look, if you stop to consider that our founders considered anointing, because it isn't an actual physical title, anointing the media back in those days as the fourth estate to keep the government honest. Let me ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 was they were just doing exactly what they were supposed to do and keeping the government honest and keeping we people informed, and 0 being they ain't doing crap, where would you put the mainstream media right now?
Can I go into the minus column?
I knew you were going to say that. I absolutely would have bet big bucks you were going to say that. And the problem with that is, is that they still have a massive influence over a sizable chunk of the population in this country. Regardless of how many people, you and I only really hang around with people that are at least partially awake, okay? We don't really hang around, nor do we spend a lot of time with, unless they happen to be family members, people who are seriously woke. But at the same time, take a look around you. And the media is exacerbating this. The media is literally, if we put them in the realm of the fourth estate, they are literally committing treason against we the people. Tell me how I've got that wrong, Tom.
No, not at all. And, it's unfortunate. I mean, I'm hoping that this case is going to have some effect, that it's actually going to be adjudicated properly. But, you know, this isn't like, 1776 with people running around, hiding behind trees with muskets. You know, we got a battle here, and it's, we're up against a sophisticated, strong enemy. And as far as I'm concerned, they are the enemy, because they have stolen our rights. They've stolen our country. They've destroyed the Constitution. There is no quarter for them, And I pray that this thing will go through. And they're also asking for people to write letters to the Supreme Court and copy the plaintiff on requesting that they hear this. But, it's going to be the 6th, so you could still do it, but I don't know how quickly, if it'll get there on time. It all depends on what happens Friday. But if you feel like writing a letter to the Supreme Court about the case, do it and make a copy and send it to the plaintiff.
I would tell you it is exactly for things like this. Look, we have what's called the Twitter files, okay? And anybody who doesn't know something about the Twitter files is hiding under a rock somewhere, or so you would think. There is a massive portion in this country of individuals, of people, of groups who know very little other than the fact that something's being done about it. They don't know any facts behind it. They don't know squat. This is probably the biggest story in this decade. Ain't anything I don't think is going to even come close to that. The United States government proven to be in cahoots with media to steal elections. Now, no, they didn't go in there saying we're going to steal an election. What they said was we're going to go in there and make it so bad on our opponent they can't possibly win an election. We now have proof coming out day after day, more and more and more proof. We've got proof that we have a president who is compromised by several nations we consider to be adversaries. All of this, these are facts. It's not a joke. The proof is on the table. Yet, I'm going to ask you, Tom, where the hell is the mainstream media on any of this, Tom, except a little murmur here and there on occasion, which gives it no emphasis whatsoever?
Well, because they all got their hands out. They want to stay in the clique. Yes. They want to reap the benefits and take the money. And they don't care, you know. What was it? It's just like, you know, you're facing an enemy and you go like, well, you know what? They're not after me, so I don't really care until the time comes when they come after you.
They are so, after you. Yep.
Yep.
Well, hey, look.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of RBN. I'm proud that the Liberty Beacon Project is an association or partnered with RBN. Nothing makes me happier, especially in memory of John Stadtmiller. I'm very proud that you are also working with both organizations, and I'm very proud of the job you do on TLB Talk and the Liberty Beacon Project as well. I am very, very impressed that you are always willing to give your opinion, especially since you're so shy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would prefer that John be here, and and I've told you before that I was completely shocked that when John had made arrangements that if something happened to him that he wanted me to help run RBN. So I was just like, what? You sure? You sure he was not in his right mind when he said that? You know. So.
And then a couple.
But
and then
you
a
know,
month later,
here
I
we
asked
are.
You to. And then a month later, I asked you to be the executive administrator for the Liberty Beacon Project. Oh my God! See what happens when you move to Texas.
Yeah, I know. I gotta love it. 72 degrees today. It's gonna be 80. So.
Not
all you people
here
up there in the snow, or stay warm.
It's in the low 60s, high 50s here in the mountains of Arkansas. But if I open my front door, the first thing I hear is, come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his fence fed. Well, y'all know where that's going.
Well, how come you're not out there looking for that oil there, buddy?
Because I'm too busy doing this. Let me see. I put up five articles this morning. No, three articles today. Got two ready for tomorrow. Doing two radio shows today. And it's all about, guess what? Media. It's all about our ability to put a word out when a government decides they don't want us to know. The dumbing down of America, for anybody out there who believes that that is an erroneous statement, it's overblown, it's tinfoil hat, it's not. All right, Tom.
Well, the First Amendment. The First Amendment is one of the most important rights we have, because if we can't squawk, then you know nobody else knows what's going on. So it's I'll be having a beer if they take down the mainstream media. Boy, I'll be just, you know, I don't drink, so I'll be having one for that occasion. Okay.
If you can't squawk, you can't walk.
That's right. So.
All right.
Well, I'll save room for the other guys.
I appreciate you, and please have a good day, and for you and your family.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Not a problem. You too, buddy. Happy New Year to everybody out there in radio land. Take care.
All right. And look, we're going to be running off to a break here real soon. And on the way back in, we're going to have Luca Maggio, and we're going to have Bill the Butcher. So let's see what we can do with these fine gentlemen. Back in a minute.
Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking with
problem. It may not be that there isn't enough information out there. It may be we don't have enough voices sharing that information. I have two great gentlemen, two friends waiting here to jump into this conversation. Let me give you a short intro on both of them. Tom D was the one we just had our discussion with, and again, he is the administrative director for TLB Project. And we have Luca Magno, who is the director of technical media for the Liberty Beacon Project. And we have also with us Bill the Butcher, who is the owner and purveyor of Bill the Butcher website, which is in the TLB neighborhood as a TLB partner. So you, when I said you're going to find there's something in common with all of these people, we've already gotten through three of the four of them, and I'll bet some of you are starting to catch on. Bill, you are the older of the two, so please say hello.
Hello, and Happy New Year to everyone up there in RB land.
Okay, and Luca, yeah, you didn't miss it by much, but you're still the youngin', so how are you today, my friend?
I'm sitting there laughing quietly when you said that, because that's the way it should be. The old ones always go first. Right. Well, let me just say this. Let me just say hello to Bill the Butcher. And this is going to be an appreciation show for me for the 15 minutes, whatever, how much time I get to talk. And I want to say thank you. I want to say how much I appreciate people like Puck, also his granddaughter, who has a show on TLB on the Liberty Beacon, because she is a direct line to what we're talking about today as far as learning and as far as preparing the children for our future. Yes. So it's a big deal. So, yes, I'm happy to be here, but I'm still upset, and I'm also disappointed, like Tom was saying, because you didn't call me since last year either.
I'm going to get that from everybody. Bill, if you say that, I'm hanging up. No, I'm not. But anyway, this is a question I have for both of you. And we'll start with you, Bill. And yeah, at 15, after quarter till 10 minutes from now, I have my last guest coming in. So you guys each have about 5 minutes, and you don't take it all right now because I might have another question. And the question is this, okay? If you are looking at everything happening today and you had to depend on the mainstream media to keep you and your family safe, how comfortable would you feel, and what would you do to ensure that you knew what you needed to know to keep your family safe? And I'll start with you, Bill.
All right. That's an easy question because as the people on the inside of the business know, I'm very against the mainstream media, and it's not a prejudice that I just snatched out of the air. I'm against them because I know that they filter and they lie and they don't give you, well, yeah, what you're supposed to know. Back in the day when we had the old-fashioned news and, like, Kennedy was shot or something like that, it was all basically the same. And everybody in the news now in the mainstream is an opinion writer. This is what I think. This is what I want you to do. This is what, you know, and they try to influence, whereas alternative media has a good grasp on the truth, but we always have to keep our guard up, or our alternative media will turn into mainstream media, and we'll have the same thing second verse. Y'all's thoughts?
Let me explain it to you like this, okay? Money buys, okay, loyalty. If you have a social media platform or a website that takes no corporate money at all, then you are free to say what you can and will say. If you are a platform that is supported by big media or big media money, at that point, what you can and can't say becomes the will of your biggest donors. So, again, this is what we're looking at today, and the biggest money sits where? It sits in mainstream media. And where does most of that money come from? Most people wouldn't believe this, but most of it comes from the government or from getting people reelected and things like this. So, you heard what he said, Luca. Go unhinged on us. Come on, please.
Well, I'm a different color than he is. And this is why we're not carbon copies of one another saying exactly the same thing all the time.
Good.
He's purple. I'm yellow. Roger, you could be yellow. You could be green, let's say. I look inward and I say, trust yourself. and trust what you think and what your instinct is telling you. As soon as you hear that, you build on what you're listening to inside, what you're being told. And Tom on his time on the call was saying something about Facebook conspiring. Okay, well,
no.
What do we have on mainstream media? Let's see. The young global leaders for the Economic Forum. We have Tulsi Gabbard on Facebook on Fox News talking like, you know, how to unite America. She's looking so good. So is Daniel Crenshaw, the guy with one eye, you know. And then you see Mark Zuckerberg, same thing. They're lying through their teeth. They're representing Freemasonry, which is basically Satan, because, you know, Freemasons go against God. Like I said, look inside, trust yourself, and you can actually see. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, Roger Laundrie is one of my best friends I've had in my entire life. I have two radio shows going, and I'm surrounded by the best people on the planet. So, you know, this is why RBN is so important, because RBN and the Liberty Beacon Project, truth, liberty, and balance, okay, they're hand in hand. That's why these two are so important. If these two go down, we're not even going to talk about what would happen if. But that's yeah. What I say.
I think that's great. I do. And I totally agree with you, except that I can't leave it all to look inside. And I know that's not what you meant. I'm just extrapolating a little bit of this for everybody else. Okay? You can't leave it all inside. You need to do your homework. What Luca fails to tell you is that Luca is a person who does his homework. Yeah, if Luca wants to learn how to do something technical with graphics, so on and so forth, he doesn't cry about it. He goes out and he learns how to do it. This is exactly the same thing you need to do in order to be able to protect yourself and your family. Okay,
you okay, cannot... Roger, let me just say this very quickly. 4,450 pictures on my TLB Talk page account. That's my private account. Over 4,000 pictures. Even Roger said, Luca, that many? And that's, yes, we do this day and night. So
that's my point. My point is we give those who are amongst us, those who are wanting to learn, those who are asking questions, we give them a place or places where they can go, not only where they can go, but where they can go and trust what they get. I want you, Bill, to step in here for a second, because you guys publish a lot of different things on The Butcher, but I've had a lot of discussions with you, and you've been around quite a bit as well. Are you seeing as many angry, awakened Americans as I'm seeing? Are you seeing a groundswell of people saying, this is crap, we got to do something? Are you seeing that, Bill?
Yes, 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 and I'm glad you asked that question, because that was one thing I was going to bring up. Something I'm seeing in the last week, I'm writing an article right now about Puck, as a matter of fact, but it's a thing about the groundswell you're talking about is a whole bunch of people. And yes. Folks, I'm not talking about just us. I'm talking about conservative, liberal, gay,
yep.
straight. Everybody yep. is saying, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
There's only a few of them, and there's a lot of us, and we are looking at a revolution. We are looking at a turnaround and a restoration of America. This is what's really coming, and I'm not just speaking politically here. I am speaking, this is going to happen. This is because yes. they pulled the most tremendous con they've ever pulled in their life when they sold us a flu and called it cancer.
Globally. They called it the biggest crisis in humanity's history.
Oh, all right. Sent us cancer. They sent us cancer and they called it the flu. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, it's a whole lot more than that. We're talking 1,200 side effects, and most of them will be with you for life or kill you. Look, all right, gentlemen, I don't want to go off in that direction, because what we are doing and what we have managed to do very well, and yeah, you've got less than 2 minutes, guys, what we have managed to do is you have reinforced what Tom and I said in the first segment, and that is, look, people, this is reality. It's not what you're hearing from mainstream media. So your dependency on mainstream media is dropping. And as it drops, so do their funds. And in order for the government to keep them as reliable as they need them to be, the government steps up and pays them more. This is the life we live in today. Look, I'd like you both to say goodbye and wish everybody Happy New Year, because right after that, we'll be bringing in our last guest. So we'll start with you, Luca. The youngest goes out first.
Okay. Well, very quickly, I'm looking forward to seeing what the angry people are going to do, like Mrs. Boebert, who says it's absolutely disgusting, un-American, and just plain wrong to be sexualizing our children. So that should be really interesting. Yep. And keep getting angry and make sure you know what you're angry about. And Happy New Year, everyone. And I hope you get what you deserve this year.
Thank you, Luca. And Bill, your parting shot, please.
The sun is coming up. The Generation Z is coming of age. Things are going to change, and you either accept it or you become one of the ones that are left behind. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure, my friend. Please tell Puck I said hello. And joining us for the last segment is V. And who is V? Well, V also has a show, and so does Luca, by the way. And V also has a show on RBN. And V and I have been friends for many years, and he's been a contributor to the Liberty Beacon Project, as well as a director of special projects for the Liberty Beacon Project. Okay, are you with us, V?
Currently, yes. I can't okay. say I brought any presents.
Well, that's all good. It's all good. Look. As far as
but
I
a phone
know,
call would be nice before you get me onto the show, especially in this year.
So you're upset with me because it's been over. It was last year since the last time I talked to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, okay. I got a clean sweep here. You guys all hit me with that. Yeah. Okay. But I will tell you that it was Tom who came up with it first. So there you go. Look. What I want from you, somebody who has been doing alternative media for many years, okay? What I want from you is, what do you see? People awakening. What do you see? The shift in trust from mainstream media to alternative media. What are you experiencing that we haven't already mentioned? Or do me a favor and back up what we've already mentioned.
Well, I want to say first... God bless John Stadtmiller, rest his soul. And, you know, again, friends of ours for a long time. And yes. I'm so glad. See, the thing is, I want to make this, it's going to sound a little introverted, because I am an introverted person, very antisocial. I'm the least charismatic person in my family. But I felt such a need, such a responsibility to get active in politics in our country and the way things are going. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So the connections...
Even me!
And so my special talent, for some reason, is being able to connect people. I mean, even when it came to John Stadtmiller, I was like, hey... Roger, you got to talk to this guy. Promise me you're going to talk to him. Promise me. This guy, he's like a father to me. So make sure, you know, if you're going to be, you know, mentoring me here on your network, being my uncle, you got to meet the original guy over here. And he had to make sure. He wasn't sure about me either, because since I was a former member of the Black Panthers.
But he didn't go to where you lived either.
No.
That's a long way.
A former member, a Black Panther general, his first question to me was, "You're not Pink Okami, are you?" So I had to make sure. I had to make sure that he knew that I was a constitutionalist and I'm here for the preservation of the American way. And so the thing that helps out is making those connections. Connections are important. We've got so many important people on the call here. I mean, Luca's on RBN now.
For anybody who doesn't know, that's Luca's World, and it's on Saturday, and you would enjoy listening to it.
And absolutely, and you know, having him as my co-host for a while,
yep.
Well, me and Bill was absolutely amazing, and so I have to bring everybody together. I think, as far as what we are experiencing today, is yes, we've got a lot of people who are upset, but the nation has been so divided and conquered. I think, more importantly, after we all get upset, we all need to look around to thy neighbor and form community.
I'm going to disagree with one thing you just said, okay? Divided and conquered. I'm going to tell you we have been divided, but it is due to good people like yourself and John Stettmiller and Tom and Luca and Bill. It's like it's up to good people like you, and you have been producing to get that word out. So I do not think we've failed, but I do think you're absolutely right. More people need to look, and don't you agree more people are looking?
Absolutely, and we need to be sure to be educating, because the government, the establishment, is throwing everything back into our face, you know, like we're, you know, you don't believe vaccines? Oh, you're a terrorist. You're a bioterrorist. You know, you want critical thought? You know, so they throw in the PSYOP of flat earth. Oh, see what critical thought does for you? Yeah, listen to us. Well, we have to be reaching out and also educating and forming consensus of what is right and what is wrong. Thank God. I think having our way and our freedom and our rights is going to be a lot easier than figuring out cosmology. But this is what we need. This is what we have to have. We definitely need to reach out to the younger generation, which is the toughest part of this, because there's so much entitlement.
Wait. What's the latest blog, the newest blog on the Liberty Beacon Project right now?
You tell me.
Giving Our Children a Voice with the Puckster as my co-star. Okay. 15 years old, and that... And she's about to turn 16 in a couple of days, literally singular number of days. So a 16-year-old girl who happens to know more about what's going on around the world and have more concerns than most morons walking around the country today saying, oh, I voted for guess who? Yup, Bill. Yup, I voted for Bill. Who's Bill? Oh, you mean Joe? Yeah, I voted for Joe. Never mind.
Yeah. Puck is absolutely amazing. I had her on my show, and I quizzed her. See, there was quizzes going around on the internet, on YouTube, and it's about Generation Zs who cannot answer the most simple questions, like how many dimes are in a dollar? You know, yep. Who's the 45th president? You know,
how many states are in the United States? Yep.
Yeah, yeah. What language do English people speak? You know, just simple questions like that. But I can tell you, Puck aced them all, every question. So I have.
She is homeschooled. You know that.
That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Well,
I know.
Again, being divided, people should be at home. You know, when you're 6 years old, you are absolutely needing your parents' presence more than any other part of your life around that time period. But guess what? Oh, that's when the government tells you need to put your kids in school.
I'm gonna tell you that the dumbing down of America is basically what you have skipped right around the edges of. And let me dive into that just a little bit deeper, okay? You're talking about, and we are seeing, the definite fruits of the dumbing down of America. This is where I'm going to teach you something, okay? And when I teach you this something, you're going to take it for gospel, except it has no place in the Constitution. It has no place in Webster's Dictionary. It has no place anywhere. But this is what you will believe. We put that to a test one day. I was standing outside of Walmart, and out of all of the kids, meaning anybody I figured was under 20, but over, say, 15, you know, middle-level teenagers that walked by, I asked them what type of a government we had. And the ones that would answer had any type of an answer at all, each and every one of them, without a hitch, said a democracy, because this is what they're being taught. Except our founders worked very hard to ensure, in fact, we would never have to suffer a democracy. Have I got that wrong, V?
And those people, if you ask them what a republic is, they would not be able to answer you.
Well, they know that China's a republic. They know that, you know, USSR was a republic. So they probably, you know, since they're not meant to think of it as an American term, maybe they're starting to think of it as a term of an enemy.
That's absolutely possible. Yeah, absolutely.
This is how you dumb down America. Please continue.
Taking control of the language, changing the language, that's how you control the population.
Changed the math. Yep, they changed everything. They got the new style of math now.
Yeah, 2+2 = 5. Yeah. Did you know that?
And instead of going 2+2 = 4 now, you have to have 15 sheets of paper and I don't know how many erasers and whatever in order to do the 2+2 = 4. It's just absolutely ridiculous what has happened. Not only that, but you can tell my children that looking at the guy who is dressed up like a transvestite and teaching you all about men having sex with men is someone that is there to help you with your future. Well, must be,
you're
right?
You're not going to have a future.
That's what the teacher said.
If you're not reproducing, what future do you have?
Oh, that's another whole story. Look, I want you to tell everybody listening one more thing, okay? You obviously do believe in people's ability to get the word out. You believe in that because you've been doing it for years, and everything you do is based on that, all right? What one specific thing has happened to you in the, I don't know, immediate past that shows everybody this is exactly the reason why we need to be on the ball? Because you've had a few hits from, I don't know, governmental people.
Well, quite recently, I was added to the Reawakening Tour family. So I've been rebroadcasting some of their stuff, and I'm in contact with a lot of those people. I will be a speaker at some point in the future if I'm in the States. But yeah, just for them reaching out to me and asking, it was amazing. It's like I can't believe I'm even on their radar. So yeah, people,
we're done.
The word's getting out.
All right. Thank you much for being here, V, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Remember two things. One, support RBN. It is critical going forward that you have a place to get your information. And two, thank you, Sam. Thanks for the platform. Freedom of speech, people. If you don't stick up for it, you won't have it. Have a good day and Happy New Year.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.